This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Anna!
Morning, Mum.
Oh, you must have made a very early start.
Yeah, I had a load of paperwork and then a phone call booked with Helen. And now I've been for a run to clear my head. Oh, those roses look amazing.
I'm just hoping Bert won't notice I've snipped off a few. After his triumph with the marrow last year, he's got his eye on these roses as backup in case his don't romp home, which they will, of course.
A man of strategy, then.
The problem is, according to Bert, with the theme this year being for the love of Ambridge... Sorry, darling. You're ready for a shower and sit down, and here I am droning on.
Oh, no. You're telling me about Bert.
Well, he's predicting an abundance of red roses, that's
A war of the roses.
I'm not sure Ambridge goes in for wars. A minor spat, perhaps. You look a bit happier than you did yesterday.
Do I?
Well, you seemed a bit despondent about that witness you went to see on Friday.
Yeah, I was a bit fed up. But then speaking to Helen this morning... Well,
I know you mustn't say anything, darling.
I can tell you this much. She opened up a little bit more.
Good news.
Still tiny steps, Mum, but we're moving in the right direction.
I'm so pleased. That's wonderful.
Well, I hope so.
Where are we standing about here? I expect you could do with a coffee.
Oh, yeah. Strong and long and black, please. And then I'll finish my packing. I want to head back home after lunch.
He's going up to St Andrews.
Oh, really?
With Frank. You remember him.
Anyway, Mother, I need to finish Henry's packing, so
with your father away most of the week...
Look, thank you for calling,
I can come to Ambridge.
Ambridge?
If I'm not needed here, I can come and help you.
No, there's no need. Henry's going to be in Wales.
Or even so.
That's kind, Mother, but it won't be necessary.
I can give the place a jolly good clean.
It doesn't need cleaning. Now, if you'll excuse me, I really have to go.
Oh, but Robert...
Bye-bye.
Cricket ball.
Oh, good chap, Henry. We'll go upstairs and pop it in your suitcase.
Are you sad?
I've just been talking to Grandma Ursula on the phone.
Has she made you sad?
I'm going to miss you, Henry.
I'm going to the beach.
Oh, who will I play cricket with while you're away?
Why don't you come on holiday with us?
Well, Granny and Grandad haven't invited me. Poor Daddy's going to be left behind all on his own.
What will you do when I'm not here?
Do you like living with me, Henry?
We play cricket.
I know we do. Well, while you're away, I have to write an important letter. And this important letter is going to tell a very important person that you and Daddy and Gideon all want to live together.
And Mummy?
No, not Mummy.
Oh, will Mummy be in Wales on holiday?
No, Henry, she won't.
But I want to see her.
She's got to stay in prison. Do you remember we talked about it? And she's going to stay there for a long time.
I want her to come home.
But we have a lovely time here together, don't we?
Can we go now? I want to go to the beach.
Here we are. Coffee, no milk. I've put a couple of biscuits... Oh, sweetheart. Fast asleep.
I'm not. Eyes closed, that's all.
You don't look at all comfortable squashed up in that chair.
It's nice here.
Why not pop upstairs and have a proper lie down?
Oh, no. 5 more minutes and then I'll do my packing.
Oh, Anna, don't worry about the packing. Why don't you stay on? Let me look after you.
I ought to go home.
Go on, upstairs with you.
You're being bossy.
If you don't do as you're told this instant, young lady, there'll be no sweets for you on Friday.
Friday sweets? I haven't thought about them in 30 years.
Go on, sleepyhead, upstairs. Have a proper lie down.
Will you wake me in an hour?
If you insist.
Thanks, Mum.
Full English, please.
Oh, hungry man.
I started doing the lettuces at 6. Then we did the tomatoes, then the radishes, then we...
Pigs?
Jazz has come in to look after them.
On his day off?
All hands to the pump this week.
Of course.
Gran's as excited as a kitten. Grandad's no better. Came down to breakfast this morning wearing his swimming shorts.
Why?
Wanted to ask
us. Oh, don't tell me. Does my bum look big in this?
You're not far off.
Get away.
These swimming shorts of his, he's had them a while, and truly, they are a bit on the tight side. He asked me for my honest opinion. Would he embarrass Henry on the beach?
And will he?
Oh, Henry won't notice, but they do need replacing.
Did you tell him?
No way.
Oh, I never knew you were such a diplomat.
A diplomat? Nah, I'm a coward.
So, how many eggs with your breakfast?
Two, please.
Poached, fried, scrambled?
Fried.
Sunny side up, over easy.
What's this all of a sudden? American diner?
I think it might be the music scrambling my brain. Is that Rob's car?
Oh, great. Henry's here.
What about your breakfast?
Later. Hey, Henry.
Anna. Anna?
Oh, how long have I been asleep?
Only an hour or so. You're still wearing your trainers.
Oh, I must have gone out straight away.
Oh, the bedspread. Look at the mud. I'm sorry.
It'll wash. Now, I made fresh coffee.
Smells wonderful.
And I brought you up a slice of Jill's lemon drizzle. She dropped it round while you were asleep.
I could do with a friend like Jill Archer.
Everyone could do with a friend like Jill. And I brought your handbag up. Your phone rang earlier. I thought you might like to see who it was.
Oh, there was no need, Mum. It could have waited.
Well, I never know with you if a phone call might be important.
On a Sunday?
Well, Sunday seems to be just another working day for you.
Oh, that was always Max's line, uttered in a heavily accusing voice. Mum, I was thinking about what you said. Your offer, me staying on here.
And?
Thank you.
Is that a yes, please, thank you, or a no, thank you, thank you?
Yes, please.
Oh, good.
On one condition.
Oh, yes?
Let me take you out for supper tonight.
There's no need for that, darling.
Non-negotiable, I'm afraid.
I was going to defrost some sea bass.
I'll call Grey Gables now, see if they have a table. Could you pass my bag?
Why don't we just go
bag,
to the ball?
Bag, please, phone.
The food there's really...
Mum!
Well, if you're sure... Very kind of you, darling.
Oh, goodness.
What is it?
Well, I was asleep. That missed call?
Someone important?
Yes, actually. Very.
Hi, Henry!
Bye!
Oh, could Henry have looked any happier?
Children often hide sadness behind a smile.
He didn't look sad to me.
You're not a parent, are you?
No. But when I asked him about how he felt about going on holiday, he told me he felt like a bag of dancing monkeys.
He knows perfectly well that monkeys can't dance.
That told me, didn't it?
What an idiot.
Did you hear what you whispered to Henry?
No.
You don't have to go if you don't want to. Daddy can take you to a better beach.
What did Henry say?
He said he wanted to go with Granny and Grandad.
Yes, Mother.
Robert, darling, how did it go with the Archers?
All right, I suppose.
Oh, I know how difficult it is for you having to deal with those people.
Yeah, well, he's gone now. I think he's going to miss me.
Well, of course he's going to miss you. You're like a father to him.
I am a father to him.
Yes, you are. Your father was saying only yesterday he thinks you're a saint, the way you treat him as if he were flesh and blood. Was Henry very upset?
He was devastated.
You told him to keep his chin up.
Yes, Mother. I told him to keep his chin up. Same as you told me every time you dropped me off at prep school.
Good. 7 whole days ahead, darling. Completely free to please yourself. What do you have planned?
Nothing much, isn't that? What'll you be doing while Dad's away?
Same as you, this and that.
Well, what you said earlier, I've been thinking, if you're going to be on your own down there and you really want to come up here...
Oh, Robert, I should love to. If you're sure you want me...
Well, it's up to you.
Oh, thank you, darling. I'll go and check the train time straight away.
If I didn't know better, Johnny, I'd say that man was looking a bit sorry for himself.
At last, he's going.
And Henry's safe for a week. What sort of world is it gives a monster like that the right to look after a little boy?
Gran and Grandad are determined to get Henry back, long term.
But Helen's going to get custody.
Not if she doesn't get off.
She'll be acquitted.
Yeah, of course. We hope so, but...
We have to believe she will. Surely there's got to be some justice in the world.
We have to be realistic, Kirsty.
You do believe she's innocent?
Of course I do. I'm just not so sure I believe in the justice system.
Did you get through to Max?
Yes, thanks.
Everything all right?
You decided what you'd like to eat?
I don't know. The lamb, perhaps. Or the place looks good. What about you?
Chicken, I think. Did you see the poster in the foyer when we came in about the opera at Lower Loxley?
Yes, Madame Butterfly.
Do you fancy going?
I thought you didn't care for opera.
I hate it. But I like to support the local community.
First I've heard of it.
I love Ambridge.
Anna, you're in a suspiciously good mood.
Not particularly.
What did Max have to say?
Oh, and on my way back in, I was intercepted by Jennifer Aldridge. Apparently it's A-level results week.
She wanted to let you know her granddaughter's got an offer at Oxford.
How do you know that?
Jennifer's been full of it from the moment the poor girl got her offer. I just hope she gets those grades. Remember when you got yours? Your hand was shaking when you opened that envelope.
Well, I was certain I hadn't got my A in Russian.
I never understood why you did Russian in the first place. You used to say it was impossible.
And who was it who instilled in me when I was little that there was no point in doing anything unless it was a challenge?
Would that have been me?
Bingo.
So, are you going to tell me what Max had to say?
Nothing much to tell.
You are uncharacteristically chirpy.
No, I'm not.
Grinning from one ear to the other.
I'm a lawyer, Mother. We don't grin. We occasionally allow ourselves an almost imperceptible smirk.
You are most definitely grinning.
Do you know, I think I might push the boat out and have the fillet steak.
Anna.
Or possibly the venison.
Max?
We're having dinner on Thursday.
Are you really?
Do you think Max is having second thoughts about us?
Would you like that?
Yes. Along with getting Helen Titchener acquitted. I can't think of anything I'd like more.
Hello, stranger.
Toby!
Did you miss me at the weekend?
yeah, so much.
But not enough to return my calls.
But I knew you'd be flat out with Rex away.
Yeah.
You've collected the eggs already?
The eggs? I can wait. I've spent my weekend all alone with my hens and geese, wishing I was with you.
Well, shouldn't you be with your hens right
now? Never mind the hens.
Because if Josh sees you up here, he'll be cross.
You're far more important than the eggs.
Am I?
Look, as soon as my brother gets back from playing nursemaid, we'll rearrange London.
Great. How is your dad?
Yeah, Rex says he's okay. Not a good patient, though. Anyway, I really did miss you this weekend, and I was thinking maybe we could make up for lost time.
What sort of thing did you have in mind?
lunch?
Where?
Your place?
No, but sorry.
Are you giving me the elbow? Because if you are, I'm heading for the hills.
Toby.
Oh, I might join a monastery.
Don't be that.
Either way, I'm definitely taking a vow of celibacy.
All right, come round for lunch. But if you bump into my gran, tell her you're looking for Josh.
Oh, was that Anna Tregaron waving at you?
Yes, it looks like her car. I'm a bit surprised after last week.
Oh, Shula. You're not still worrying about Rob Titchener and the hunt business?
No. Anyway, never mind me. How are things with you? You're looking stressed.
Am I?
What's wrong?
Nothing.
Caroline?
No, I've just been with the Grundys.
Ah.
I feel such a heel, Shula, turning them out of Grange Farm. But we've got to guarantee vacant possession. It's going to be tough enough to find another buyer as it is.
Another buyer?
Yeah, that's why I dropped round to see them. Our buyer's pulled out.
Oh, I am sorry.
Hardly surprising with the surveyor's report.
Yeah, all the same.
I think Joe took it. We wouldn't be selling after all. Smile on his face.
But you are still selling?
We have to. We're talking about dropping the price, and the estate agent's fairly confident.
Morning!
Oh, Pip, how are you?
Not bad, thanks. Just picking up some bread and cheese for lunch.
How's Josh?
Why do you ask?
Results week? A-levels?
Yes. Doing what he can to ignore the approach of Armageddon.
I'm sure he'll be fine.
Well, he might have been fine if he'd actually done some work.
Well, best get on.
Do you fancy going out for a ride sometime?
Oh, definitely.
Well, I'm free this morning.
I think Oliver was planning to
I'll call you in a day or two. No problem.
No, it's a great idea. I'll just take these bits and pieces back and see you at the stables in an hour or so. How's that sound?
Do you hear what Caroline said to Clary? Wants the place spick and span and ship shape again for viewings.
Yeah, I dare say she does.
Well, me and Clary have been doing our best, but ain't good enough for her. I stood and watched her run her finger across the windowsill in the living room. And she wants Joe's ferret caged up and put in a field well away from the house, completely hidden from view.
Yeah, he told me.
Oh, I wish this was all over, Eddie. I wish we were all out of here and settled. Somewhere we don't have to put up with Lady Muck descending whenever she likes.
How did you and Edward get on with that place in Loxley Barrett you went to see yesterday?
Oh, yeah, we liked it, but someone had beaten us to it, already put down their deposit. Well, I guess we'll be okay at Mum and Dad's.
I thought you were happy about going to live with them.
Yeah, I was. I am. It's just the closer it gets, the more I'd like to be settled in a place of our own. I want to stay positive for the kids, but it ain't easy.
Where are they, any road?
George is up in his room and Kira's over at Maisie's house.
Why don't you get Edward to pack up the car and the two of you take the kids somewhere nice for the afternoon, eh?
Oh, he's got a day's work ploughing at Brookfield.
Oh, yes, of course.
He can't afford to give up a day's work. He's found a ram online he's interested in, did he tell you?
Well, that's a little bit of good news, then. He was showing me that Texel website on Saturday.
He's been glued to that for weeks.
Really interested, I thought.
Oh, yeah. Birth weight, 8-week weight, 21-week weight. Fascinating.
Perhaps it's a boy thing.
I wish he'd spend half as much time looking on his computer for a house as he does looking at blooming sheep.
Oh, he needs something to cheer him up, love.
Yeah, I suppose.
We'll get over this hump, you'll see.
Yeah?
Hey, there's a fallen tree up in Millennium Wood I've got to cut up. Oh, I'm thinking, you, me and the kiddies, we could make a little outing, perhaps. Take a football and a picnic. We can have a little bit of fun.
Got your tickets yet for the opera?
You bet. Oliver was first in the queue. Oh, he's missing Italy dreadfully. Me too. But there's an Italian conversation group starting up over in Loxley Norton. We think we might join it.
Oh, well, that sounds fun.
What with that and our subscription to the arts cinema in Felpersham, we're going to be pretty busy.
You seem so happy together.
I'll be a lot happier when we sort out Grange Farm.
Yeah, I'm sure.
What about you and Alistair? You got a holiday planned?
Oh, well, Alistair's so busy at work.
Oh, that's a shame. But that needn't stop you doing something nice together more locally. I can email you details of the art cinema programme.
Oh, thanks. But I don't think it's Alistair's thing.
Oh, maybe not, but there must be something else.
I'm not so sure.
Sheila?
Oh, these days I wonder. We don't seem to do much together at all. Or even have much in common. Whole days can go by and we don't have a proper conversation. If we ever do retire, I've no idea what we'll talk about. Perhaps we'll take up a hobby together. Stamp collecting.
Oh, you'll be surprised. It could be a whole new lease of life for you both.
Well, things aren't great between us at the moment.
Every relationship goes through ups and downs. The trick is to listen to each other.
The trick is to want to listen to each other.
Do you listen to him?
I would if he talked to me. Anyway.
Are you going to the opera?
Oh, Elizabeth would disown me if I didn't go.
Alistair?
I haven't asked him.
Well, why not?
Because I know exactly what he'll say. No thanks. Oh, I wish we could be more like you and Oliver. Enjoy spending time together.
Ask him to go with you to the opera.
He doesn't like opera.
Ask him anyway.
You're right. I will.
Good timing, Toby. Soup's just heated up.
Soup?
And there's some cheese and crusty rolls.
We're having lunch?
Yes.
Well, only...
I hope you're hungry.
There's more than one sort of hunger, Pip.
Oh, my God. Did you have to...
No, OK, let's do lunch.
Yeah. Well, or I can always heat the soup up again when we've...
Assuaged our deeper hunger. No, Pip, leave it.
I know it might be important.
Let it go to voicemail.
No, I better see who it is. Sorry, Toby, got to take it.
What? Well, who is it?
The signal's better outside. Just have yourself to soup and cheese. Matthew, hey, how are you?
More cake?
Perhaps that little bit of brownie there.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't you having any?
Oh, no, I'm not hungry.
Ain't eating very much.
I'm all right.
You got to eat, Emma, love.
Eddie, please.
This because you're worried about...
Probably.
I know. We all feel the same.
Can we talk about something else?
Yeah, OK. What do you think Kira's up to over there with them flowers all laid out in a row?
Oh, she's trying to make up her mind about the children's craft entries for the flower and produce show.
Oh.
She can't decide whether to make a hat with flowers in it or do a little pressed flower bouquet in a frame.
We got one of them on our bedroom wall. Yeah. Clary made it when she was a kiddie.
Yeah. Kira loves looking at that.
Oh.
Last night at bedtime, she asked me, why can't we all carry on living together?
I'd like to know the answer to that myself.
We're all out of sorts. Oh, look at George over there. His nose stuck in that book again.
Danny, the champion.
When did you ever see George reading a book?
They showed the film at school, he was telling me, the day before they broke up.
If he's read that book once, he's read it 5 times.
Poor kid. All the way through primary school, you and Ed would be going on at him for not reading enough, and now...
Just don't feel right, Eddie. Nothing feels right.
No.
It breaks my heart, him starting at secondary school in a couple of weeks with nowhere he can call home. And there's Joe. You know, when Clary took him his cup of tea in bed this morning, he just turned over.
He never.
Yeah. When was Joe ever not interested in a cup of tea?
Hey, love.
I'm sorry. I'd just like my kids to have what other children take for granted. A week by the seaside, nice clothes, a place they can call home.
I know things don't look so great at the moment.
It's just not being able to look ahead. Nothing to look forward to.
There's the new ram.
Oh, yeah, there's that.
It's nice of David to offer to go with Edward on Thursday. To give it the once-over, don't you think?
Yeah, I suppose.
David Archer's a good person. And he's not the only one. And where there's good people, good things can happen.
You're just saying that to try and cheer me up.
Not just you, love. Me and all. Trying to look for silver linings. What else can we do?
Sorry about that, Toby.
Oh, you want to see your ex-boyfriend? That's not a problem for me.
I'm not seeing Matthew. He phoned, that's all.
Yeah, I just think perhaps you could have organised your timing a bit better.
I'm sorry?
Or at least let the call go to voicemail.
Well, he's a busy man.
Yeah. So, back on the scene, is he?
What scene?
A bit of discretion wouldn't go amiss.
If you must know, not that it is any of your business, Matthew called to talk about an issue he's got with one of his... Why am I even telling you this? There is nothing to explain, and even if there was...
Well, look, if you want to waste your time on a loser...
Loser?
Matty the Cowman. He even sounds like a character from a kid's nursery
book. I don't want to listen to this.
Him in a so-called important
career.
Please
go.
Just another country bumpkin.
Get out.
With straw in his hair
and
a brain full of slurry.
Toby, just get out.
With pleasure.
Hey, Phoebe. What are you doing here?
You busy?
What is it?
I fancied some company. It's turning out to be a long week.
Oh, tell me about it. Thursday.
Fancy going for a walk?
Oh, I would, but I've just collected the eggs at Hollow Tree and I'm overdue with my first collection here.
No worries. Just an idea.
You can carry the eggs for me if you like.
Okay. Just like the old days.
And if you're very good, I might let you put them in the cartons.
Oh, terrific. Oh, hello. Didn't often see you here, Phoebe.
I dropped in to see Josh.
Oh, big week this week.
Oh, I guess.
How are you feeling?
Nervous.
Oh, I'm sure you'll be fine.
Who knows?
How about you, Josh?
Sorry, Auntie Elizabeth, what are we talking about here?
Listen to him. Bad as Freddy.
I bet.
Oh, it's GCSE results next week, isn't it?
Freddy seems to be in denial, whereas Lily's bitten her nails down to the quick.
I was like that about my GCSEs.
And look how well you did.
And my AS levels.
The time to worry is when you're doing the exams, not while you're waiting for the results.
And did you worry when you were doing yours?
Well, Josh?
There's more to life than passing exams.
Maybe, but they can help ease your way.
Mum's just paying another quick visit to the... Oh, hello, you two.
Is this some sort of family convention?
Sheila and I are taking your gran to Felpersham to buy a frock for the opera.
Oh. Yeah, she's convinced it's a waste of money buying a new dress at her age.
But we know better. Don't we, Sheila?
Pass me a mug, will you?
Oh, here you are.
Thank you.
How are you getting on with the resident statement?
Well, Stephen's done a good job with it, as far as I can see.
I wouldn't expect anything less the amount you're paying him.
Well, I'm just dotting I's and crossing T's, trying to be sure he hasn't missed anything.
Taking Henry out of school? The hot bath?
Yep, they're in.
Burning the toad in the hole?
Yes, of course.
It shows she can't be trusted in the kitchen.
Stephen sent me Pat and Tony's statement to look at. He thinks they've made a strong case, and they are the biological grandparents.
But you're his father. Well, the only one he's ever known. So that trumps everything.
Mm. So strange not having him around. House feels empty.
Well, at least you've got me.
Yes. Don't forget, Stephen needs a statement from you too about Helen being an unfit mother.
In my opinion, Robert, for what it's worth... You're worrying far too much about these statements.
I want to be absolutely sure of getting both my sons living under my roof, here, with me.
But you are going to get them. The results are a foregone conclusion. The proper question you should be asking is not whether you're going to get the children, but where the three of you are going to live.
Well, here, of course.
Really?
What do you mean, really?
Well, your father and I were talking, and we feel, both of us... that it would be a good idea if you were to come back to Hampshire.
Hampshire?
Well, the boys could have the two attic rooms. And we'd give you your room and Miles's old room. A bedroom and a sitting room, so to speak.
Yeah, you got it all worked out.
Oh, your father and I rattle about in that big house. You wouldn't be inconveniencing us at all. Oh, come home, Robert.
This is my home.
No. You're a Hampshire boy.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Mother. I stopped being a Hampshire boy the day you shipped me off to school.
Now, Robert...
This is where I live, and this is where Henry lives.
Yes, but...
And this is where Gideon will live, because this is our home.
Elizabeth?
Oh, hi, Richard.
Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt your phone call.
No, I'd finished anyway. Only phoning home to check Freddy's out of bed.
And is he?
Is he what?
Out of bed.
Oh.
I'm guessing that's a no.
Why bother, he says. There's nothing to get up for.
Well, he is 16. Tis the summer holidays.
Hey, are you taking his side?
Yes.
Oh, well, I'll remember that next time you want to moan about Sasha.
She's coming to stay over the bank holiday, did I say?
No, that's wonderful.
Yeah, I bought opera tickets for the two of us on the Monday.
Great.
It's all planned. For lunch that day, I'm going to cook her favourite meal, pasta alla norma.
Aubergine and pasta?
There's a bit more to it than that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Have to decide on the shape of the pasta and sauce ricotta salata and then do you salt the aubergine?
Yeah, I can absolutely see how it would keep you up at night.
Why not join us?
For lunch?
Yeah. Bank holiday Monday.
I think Sasha would prefer to have you all to herself.
Well, not at all. She likes you.
Really?
Yeah, apparently you're cool.
You're kidding me.
Her words, not mine.
Oh, well, I'm flattered.
So, lunch, bank holiday Monday?
I'd really like that.
Great.
But I'll be tied up at Lower Loxley, chasing after divas, tending to whims, wiping troubled brows.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But I'd love to have lunch with you and Sasha another time, then.
Deal.
Good.
How are the preparations coming along?
They're not bad. I've heard the Echo will be reviewing us.
Great. Is it?
I've been told on the QT they're sending Dylan Nels again.
Do we know him?
Her. Linda Snow.
So if I see her in the interval, I'll tell her how much we're loving the show.
What if you're hating it?
I'll tell her how much we're loving the show.
Elizabeth? Oh. Hi, Richard.
Hi.
Mum wants to know if you think the blue or the green.
We're trying to persuade her to spend some money on herself.
It would be 200% easier to get blood from a stone.
I'd better not detain you a moment longer.
But how are you, anyway?
Yeah, not bad, thanks.
And how's Sasha?
Good. Sorry, Charlotte, got to dash. I'm running late for surgery. Lovely to bump into you both.
Yes, you too.
Bye, Elizabeth.
Bye.
Bye, Richard.
You okay?
Why shouldn't I be? Yes, I'm fine.
Shula, wait for me.
Everyone just takes it for granted that university's the right thing. But no one can tell me how 3 more years of studying is going to make me a better farmer.
Is this egg a bit grubby, Josh?
Oh, I'll be fine with the rub down.
If you say so.
Take my granddad. He didn't have a qualification to his name, but he didn't do too badly. I want to be out in the real world, earning my way.
Oh, one down there. Look.
Oh, cheers. And why would I want to saddle myself with thousands of pounds worth of debt when I already know what I want to do?
I know what you mean about the educational conveyor belt and the debt.
It's not going to be an issue for me anyway. My results will be rubbish, and there's no way I'm even thinking about doing retakes. Right, can you see any more?
Don't think so.
Want to help me clean them?
Okay. I do agree with you.
About what?
We need to hold the university thing up to the light and ask ourselves, is more education what we actually want, or are we just staying in the system because it's what other people expect?
Exactly.
Even if we decide to go, we still need to interrogate the question.
Oh, interrogate the question, eh?
Family, school. You pass exams. They tell you you're doing so well and that they're so proud of you. And don't get me wrong, it's really nice that they're so happy. But are you doing all the work for them? Or are you working for yourself?
Speaking for myself, I didn't exactly do a lot of work.
No one else around here knows this yet, Josh, but I'm thinking of taking a gap year.
Yeah?
Well, I need to decide if university is really what I want to do.
But you've got a place at Oxford.
If I get the grades.
Which you'll walk.
Even if I do get them, do I actively want to spend the next 3 years of my life studying in a library, or am I just passively moving along the production line?
Are you being serious?
My mum reckons I should just abandon academia altogether and come and work with her in her yurts.
There's money in yurts.
In my mother's yurts.
Well.
But I talked to Auntie Debbie and she thinks there might be a chance of me spending some time with her.
In Hungary?
A sort of internship. What do you think?
You're interested in farming.
There's no need to sound so surprised.
Phoebe, would you really turn down Oxford for a year on a farm?
I haven't got into Oxford yet. I'd only be asking them if I can defer for a year.
Can you see yourself making that phone call? Thanks, Oxford, but no thanks.
Oh, I don't know, Josh. I hate being in this limbo.
I hope this isn't a bad time, Richard.
No, not at all. What can I do for you?
Well, it's just earlier, I didn't get a chance to thank you for last week.
Last week?
Yes. Well, you were so understanding about Rob Titchener and the Hunt Sab thing. Yeah.
It's a tricky situation.
But I still feel so guilty about it all.
You have to try to put the whole business behind you.
I know. But thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome.
It was good to talk to... Well, to talk to someone who understood my position.
Well, I'm glad I could help.
I was wondering, I'd like to show my appreciation by cooking you supper sometime.
Well, that sounds
Next Tuesday night. I'm afraid it'll probably be just the two of us. Dan'll be in Birmingham and Alistair's got a meeting.
Tuesday?
Yeah, it can get tedious eating on my own in front of the TV. And there's a new recipe I want to try.
I'm sorry, Shula, I don't think I can.
Oh. Wednesday, then?
I'm on the late surgery rota all next week.
Oh.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
No problem. Oh, the other thing. Well, I don't suppose you'd be interested in the opera at Lower Loxley. It's just I've got a spare ticket for Bank Holiday Monday.
Oh, I'll see you there. I'm taking Sasha that night.
Oh, right.
Won't Alistair be going with you?
Oh, opera's not really his thing. He suggested I go with my mother.
Excellent idea. I look forward to seeing you both there.
Yes, of course. Marvellous.
Robert.
I'm trying to concentrate.
Oh, you've been up here all day. Surely the statement for the hearing can't be that difficult.
Statement?
I thought you said you...
No, I've sorted that now. Anyway, you were right.
Was I?
What I have to do now is think about the long term.
Exactly.
I need to set myself up in a proper job with a proper salary so I can afford a proper nanny for my boys.
So what are you...
I'm polishing up my CV, putting out a few feelers. There aren't a lot of opportunities in Borsetshire.
That's why we're suggesting you come back.
But I've already emailed a couple of contacts, and we'll see
already?
What happens. When I decide on something...
You're just like your father.
A man makes his own luck, Mother.
It's so good to see you like this. Back to yourself again?
Yes. I feel as if I've been asleep.
Well, you mustn't be too hard on yourself, darling. You have been very ill.
No, even before all that. Worst thing I ever did was get involved with Helen Archer.
Amen to that.
It's thanks to her my career went belly up.
I know.
I wanted to get a proper job when I left BL, but she would insist I worked in their silly little farm shop.
Because she knew they'd never get it off the ground without you.
Well, that's true.
Anyway, what sort of thing are you looking for?
Well, something with real responsibility for decisions and policy to mention.
Aiming high?
I know my own worth. So I'm not bothering with anyone or anything that... That was quick. Wish me luck.
Why? Who is it?
Hello, Justin.
I'm a little surprised, Justin, that's all.
I have to consider all my options.
Yes, of course, but...
Now the road has been redirected, we really have to make some strategic decisions.
Yeah, I understand that.
While we're waiting for planning permission for long-term developments, the land has to be made to pay for itself. I need a good estate manager.
But...
Someone with a diplomatic manner and a hard head for business.
And do you really think Rob Titchener could be the man for the job?
Oh, he's a very capable chap.
Oh, I'm not so sure. You know, Brian always wondered if he left BL under something of a cloud.
I think you'll agree, Lillian, that I am probably the best judge of what's right for my businesses.
Yes, of course. I'm sorry.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to get off to my meeting.
Poacher's butters, scars on the backside from gunshot pellets.
Yeah, we've known a few people suffer from that, ain't
it? Oh, more than a few back in my day.
That was Edward on the phone.
Ah.
He's decided on a ram.
Did you know that pheasants love reason?
I always found pheasants passed under a little drop of whiskey.
What are you talking about?
Pheasants.
In Danny the Champion of the World.
Is this that book you've been reading?
Danny's dad says that whiskey doesn't work.
Yeah, we never had a problem with whiskey, did we, Dad?
Oh, not that I can recall.
George, love, there's some lemonade back in the kitchen and rock buns not long out the oven. Go and help yourself, will you?
Thanks, Grandma.
What have you been saying to him?
He ain't been saying nothing, love.
Well, it's young George what's been doing all the talking.
You've been telling him about poaching.
Oh, not us, love. I told you he's been...
Alcoholic reasons. Them was the days, anyway. Oh,
listen to you both. Stealing's no laughing matter.
Oh, poaching and stealing, Clary.
Oh, you try telling our William.
Oh, it's foraging.
Or the magistrate, for that matter.
Oh, liberating the odd pheasant from the pot, love. It's hardly the great train robbery.
It's stealing, and it's against the law. And I don't want you telling George out different.
It
It's such a great product, Pip, that's the thing. We're taking agricultural science to a completely new level.
That sounds very interesting.
Oh, it's beyond interesting. It's extraordinary. We can get good quality aerial images, even in cloudy weather. The technology allows us to feed the data straight to the tractor cab via an onboard computer, and so we can use GPS positioning to program fertilizer spreaders and crop sprayers with total accuracy. Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
What was the last thing I said?
Fertilizer spreaders?
Oh, Pip!
Oh, I'm sorry.
Do you think your parents might be interested?
Possibly.
Shall I get in touch with them?
Well, you could do, I suppose.
You don't sound very sure.
Well, they're not exactly early adopters when it comes to new technology.
Why are you glancing over my shoulder?
I'm not.
That's the third time.
No, it isn't.
In less than a minute.
Look, are you ready for another drink?
Who are you expecting?
I'm not expecting anyone.
Well, who are you hoping to see then?
No one. Though, I wouldn't mind if...
What?
Nothing.
Who?
Look, tell me again about this techie stuff you're trying to flog.
Who were you hoping to bump into, Pip?
Well, maybe...
Yes?
Look, you mustn't tell anyone.
Who?
Promise?
I promise.
Toby.
You're kidding me.
Nope.
Yeah, right, this is a wind-up.
No.
You and Toby Fairbrother?
Yeah, kind of.
But you're an item?
No.
What then?
Well, look, I don't want any commitment, nor does he. It's just a bit of fun.
A face like a wet weekend and an inability to keep your eyes off the door. This is what fun looks like?
It was fun until Monday.
Well, why? What happened on Monday?
Look, can I really trust you to keep this to yourself?
I cross my heart.
I promise you, it doesn't mean anything. It's just a bit of fun.
Tell me what happened on Monday.
I wasn't sure you'd remember.
Have I ever forgotten supper with you?
After this afternoon.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's a very simple meal, smoked salmon and a few green leaves.
Sounds perfect.
So, look, let me get you a drink. A glass of Chablis?
Actually, Lillian, I was passing an off-licence in Borchester and I spotted this in the chill cabinet and...
what are we celebrating?
Friendship?
Well, I'd say that's definitely worth celebrating.
Me too.
I'll pop inside, shall I, and change these glasses?
Or we could be bohemian and stick with the goblets.
Well, I will if you will.
Actually, Lillian, this is by way of an apology.
For what?
Earlier, the way I spoke to you.
You're a very busy man, I understood.
I was rude.
The only fault was mine.
Not at all.
No, I went too far, Justin. But, it's important to me.
As business is to me.
Yes, I understand that.
But I concede you might have a point about Titchener.
Really?
Well, the parting of the ways with him was, how can I put it?
Messy.
Indistinct. A little mysterious, perhaps. Glass at the ready?
Oh, absolutely.
So, when he comes in on Friday, I'm going to grill him on exactly what happened at Barrow Farm between him and Charlie. How does that sound?
Thank you, Justin. I appreciate that.
And then he walked out and slammed the door.
Did he really?
It's not funny, Alice.
Oh, come on, Pip. It's hilarious. The man's jealous.
No, but we're mates. We're just friends.
If you say so.
No future, no commitment, no exclusivity.
So, this thing between you, it's just sex?
Yes.
So why did you help him out with the geese last week?
Well, it's no more than I'd do for any friend.
Would you do it for, say, Tom?
His family.
Ed Grundy?
Maybe.
Jamie Perk?
Stop it!
And when you helped Toby with his geese, what then?
What do you mean, what then?
How did he respond?
Oh, he was very appreciative.
I bet he was.
I'm glad you're finding this so amusing.
Look, I'm sorry. I can see you're upset.
I'm not upset. I'm mystified.
So, tell me again what happened.
Toby came round for lunch, but he didn't really want lunch. And we were on our way... Do you really want the gory details?
But you were interrupted by Matthew.
Yes. He's got a problem with his herd he wanted to ask me about.
Did you tell Toby that's why Matthew was calling?
Well, I would have done if he'd have given me the chance.
No future, no commitment, no exclusivity.
Yes, that's the deal.
Maybe it was, but it isn't anymore. Toby Fairbrother is jealous.
He so isn't.
You are being super thick.
Look, I know Toby, and I know what he's like.
You know what he used to be like.
No, I wish I hadn't told you now.
No, in my experience of men...
Your vast experience.
When someone goes off the deep end about something and won't listen to reason and just yells and shouts the odds...
That's exactly what it was like.
It's because they care.
You think he cares about me?
Yeah, I do.
Well, I'll admit it was strange, the way he overreacted and lashed out.
Because he was hurt.
But I'd done nothing to hurt him. It's not logical.
There's no logic to jealousy. Beware the green-eyed monster which doth mock the meat it feeds on.
Shakespeare.
You do realise what you've done?
What?
You've achieved the impossible.
What are you talking about?
I raise my glass to you, Pip Archer. Respect.
What have I done?
Well, you've only gone and tamed the bad boy of Borsetshire.
What are you up to out here, Joe?
Oh, up in the smoke, I think. In a bit of a remember.
You'll catch your death.
Oh, Clary, I should be so lucky.
Oh, please, don't talk like that. I don't like it.
Reminds me of when I was a lad sitting out this time of night. I'd wait till mother and father was asleep, creep down the stairs, out the back door, and have a crafty fag. Maybe meet up with Billy Tompkins for a spot of foraging.
Billy Tompkins?
His father was a cowman.
Don't think you've ever mentioned him before.
Poor old Billy. Died and buried in Italy. 1943 it would have been. Had a magic way with his ferrets, did Billy?
Didn't you used to have a ferret called Billy?
Oh, named him after the one and only.
Oh.
It's a private party, or could anyone join us? I was just thinking about ferrets.
Well, ain't you thinking about ferrets, then? Shove over.
Ferrets and foraging.
It's not foraging, Joe. It's stealing.
Well, the land was stolen from us in the first place.
What land?
All the land.
Yeah, it's like they said in that play of Linda Snell's. The land was taken from the common man.
That's right. The land belonged to everybody. Every man was equal.
Oh, we are talking a fair while back.
Until some of them decided they was more equal than others, and they put up their fences and their signs.
And their trespassers will be persecuted.
Yeah, that's right.
No, it's not.
And what I says is, if the common man is in need of a little summit from the land, and he's only taken back a tiny fraction of what's rightfully his.
Hark at you going on. This is all ancient history, dead and buried.
More's the pity.
This is the 21st century we're living in. Poaching is thievery. And I don't want you filling young George's head with romantic nonsense. Last thing we need in this family is another thief.
Nice to see our Edward so happy, don't you think?
No, I suppose.
Oh, he's chuffed to little mint balls with that new ram of his.
Well, let's hope the user is chuffed as Edward is, eh?
He reckons it's a new start for him.
Oh, if I had a pound for every new start this family's had to make, I'd be a rich man. And I wouldn't have to be leaving me home. I'd own Grange Farm and I'd have enough money in the bank to see me through and a little bit left over to pass on. Instead of that, 95 next month and I'm thrown out with no more dignity than a sack of spuds.
But Edward's sheep, eh, Joe? They're somewhat to smile about, aren't they?
I ain't interested in sheep. And I ain't interested in new starts, not no more. I'm interested in me rights. And it's my God-given right to live here and to die here on the land I farmed for so long.
Yeah, but the law don't see it that way, Joe.
And all I got to say is, the law's a bloomin' ass.
I have never heard anything so stupid.
Oh, cheers, Dad.
Joshua, I do understand that these results are a surprise.
A good surprise, Josh.
And that you might have been making other plans in the event that the results
weren't... My results are irrelevant. I didn't want to go to university before they arrived, and I don't want to go to university now.
You're not thinking about what you're saying.
I am.
Josh, why not give it a few hours? Give yourself time to think.
I've done my thinking.
But the situation has changed. These wonderful results...
They're not that wonderful.
What, two B's and a C? It's better than I managed. Or Pitt, for that matter.
So what?
You've got a place at Felbersham University. Why on earth would you turn it down now?
Dad, letters after your name don't make you a good farmer. Grandad didn't have any qualifications.
Well, he had a certificate from the Borsetshire Farm Institute.
That's not the same thing at all.
Where are you going?
Out.
Oh. How did I manage to raise such a spoiled brat?
Oh, come on now, David, he's not.
That boy doesn't have the first idea how lucky he is. You know, when I think of the Grundys, everything that they're going through, nowhere to live, an uncertain future, Ed Grundy manages to be polite and funny and positive. He'd give his right arm for half the opportunities Josh has had.
I know you're angry.
Angry doesn't begin to describe how I'm feeling.
But just try to remember, you were 18 once, and you didn't always see eye to eye with your father.
It's such a waste, Mum.
He just wants to be a farmer.
Yeah, and 3 years at university will make him a better farmer.
Well, perhaps there's some sort of middle ground you can find.
Middle ground?
And do think about what you're saying to him.
Me?
You have to tread carefully, love, or you might lose him.
Oh, your father should be with you, Phoebe.
No, he's happy for me to open the results here with you, Granny. He won't finish his shift for hours.
What about your mum? I mean, maybe she should
Kate
be here.
Kate won't be out of bed yet.
Oh, no.
OK, here it goes.
Now, before you press that button, I want to give you something.
What?
Oh, it's just a small present. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Oh, well, my parents gave it to me on my 16th birthday. Let me fasten it on your wrist.
I can't accept this.
No, I want you to have it, to say congratulations.
But I might not have got the grades.
But I'll still be proud of you.
Are you sure about this?
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you.
Well, time to hit the button.
Right. I'm scared.
Will Grundy just found the remains of a fallow deer at the edge of the wood.
Oh, Brian.
Obviously been pulled down by dogs and butchered in the field.
Brian, please. Hmm? We're just about to get Phoebe's results.
Oh, sorry, Phoebe.
Now, ready, darling?
Here goes, then.
What's taking so long?
It's just the page trying to load.
Huh? She's done it. 3 A's and an A star.
I've really done it.
Oh, congratulations, darling.
Well done, Phoebe.
Thanks.
Oh, what a clever girl.
Well, we know where she gets her brains from, Jenny.
Oh, your mum and dad are going to be so proud.
Too right.
And your great-gran will be... Well, she'll be tickled pink. Oh, you will call her later, won't you, darling?
Why don't you do it, Granny?
Me? Well, if you're sure, yes, I'd love to. Oh, this is... Well, it's wonderful news.
Are you happy?
Yeah. But I was hoping for an A star in history as well as English.
So your results are good enough for Oxford, but not good enough for you.
You're right. Oxford. I did it, Grandad.
You did.
I need to tell Dad and Hayley.
Anyone would think it was Jennifer who was going to Oxford.
She did look thrilled, didn't she?
Do you think she'll be stopping to tell everyone she sees on her way to the village shop?
I'd be surprised if she didn't.
I almost feel sorry for her granddaughter.
Why?
Oh, when Anna got her A-level results, we thought it marked the end of something, but really it was just the beginning. Prelims, finals, law conversion exams, bar exams... Years at her desk studying, all the stress. And then more studying, more exams.
Perhaps that's why Josh wants to step off the conveyor belt.
Even now, Anna works harder than anyone I've ever known. She sets herself such high standards, worries about every tiny detail. Even about what she's going to wear, especially about what she's going to wear.
Well, I can sympathise with that. Took me the best part of a day to choose my new frock for the opera.
Did I tell you she's going out tonight with Max?
Her ex?
I think she's hoping, you know, that they might...
Oh, is that what she wants?
I think so. But in the meantime, a dress or trousers, that is the question. And if it's to be the trousers, then black or white. And what on top? Red silk or blue linen?
Decisions, decisions.
I can't remember when I last saw her so excited.
My dad cried real tears. Oh. And Ailey, she was just so thrilled. Even Kate said it was kind of cool.
Oh, high praise.
This is it, Josh. We're proper adults. From here on, we make our own decisions.
And you've decided to go to university?
Yeah. Well, Debbie says if I still want to think about an internship in 3 years' time, then I should talk to her again.
You won't want it.
I might.
No, you'll walk into some swish job in the city.
Oh, who knows? I can't see my future the way you can. I envy you.
Oh, yeah, right. Two B's and a C and a huge row with my dad.
No university then?
Absolutely not.
So what will you do?
Well, look for somewhere to live, I suppose. Rent a field for my hens, look for farm work.
Cut yourself off from Brookfield?
Yep.
You're not serious?
What's the alternative? My dad's not listening to me.
Are you listening to him?
It's my life.
Can't you find some sort of compromise?
Why should I?
Because that's what grown-ups do.
Try telling my dad that.
Josh, you're bigger than this. You can find a way through it.
You going to be much longer, darling?
Oh, sorry, fella. You're for the abattoir.
In you go.
Just this last one, darling. Oh, back to the field for you, matey. So, Jenny, lunch?
Well, it's just a sandwich, I'm afraid. I thought we could save our appetites for tonight.
Oh, who've we got coming?
Oh, usual suspects plus boy.
Alice and Chris?
Yes, of course. Oh, we'll be raising a glass to her new job as well as to Phoebe's results.
Yeah, Adam was telling me he saw Alice last night in the pub. She was trying to sell him her wares.
Oh, any success?
I'm not sure. He asked her if she's up for organising the Strawberry Pickers Barbie and Social next week.
What's that got to do with aerial imaging systems?
Yeah, I suspect Alice is trying to work that out too.
Oh.
I think it'll all be a bit too modern for Adam.
Oh, that's not fair. And you know it.
But from what she was saying the other night, I think her technology could have a lot to offer.
Well, I'm afraid some of the detail's too technical for me.
I might suggest she has a word with Justin. Make sure the BL board are aware of what's on offer.
You won't go over Adam's head, though.
Jenny, he's going to be a stick in the mud.
No, he's not a stick in the mud, darling. He's a jolly good farmer. You've told me so yourself.
Have I?
Yes.
When I made this alleged statement to you, how many glasses had
Oh, stop it. I'm proud of him. And so are you. You know you are.
Yeah, give or take a few differences of opinion.
Peggy had a postcard from Henry this morning.
How lovely.
A picture of a donkey on the front, and on the back he wrote, "The ice cream in Wales is the best."
And the weather?
No mention.
Does the heart good to think of them all there together on the beach.
And hopefully, in a few weeks, they'll be together forever with Helen.
Yes.
I'm so pleased that Anna agreed to act for her. Peggy was saying only this morning, the family doesn't know what they'd do without her. Your daughter cuts a very impressive figure.
Yes, she does. If only I thought you were happy. When she was growing up, I used to be so ambitious for her. I wanted her to be top in everything. And she was. Music, grade 8 piano and cello before she was 16. Tennis, she played for the school.
I know.
She has done so well. So well. But I would dearly love her to be settled.
Every mother wants to see her children happy.
Oh, happiness is so complicated. I'm not denying how important satisfying work is. And Anna does love her work. She's putting her heart and soul into Helen's case. Oh, but...
Perhaps this dinner tonight with Max?
Yes, maybe. Let's hope she picks the right colour blouse.
Mum wants to know if you're coming down for lunch.
Yeah. Dad. Josh.
Oh.
After you.
No, you first.
I just wanted to say, obviously, as you know, I want you to go to university.
Dad, I called...
Let me finish. As you know, I can't help being disappointed.
But I need...
This isn't easy, Josh. Please, let me finish. I've talked to Mum and we both agree what matters to us above everything. What I'm trying to say is...
But, Dad...
You're our son and we love you and whatever you decide to do, we will continue to love you. Nothing changes that, ever.
You finished?
We respect your decision, Josh. We may not like it, we may not agree with it, but we respect it.
My turn now.
Yeah, of course, go ahead.
So I've been in touch with the admissions department and they've agreed to let me defer for a year.
Defer?
A gap year.
What, you're going to grow a beard and go travelling with a pocket of loose change in a backpack?
Me grow a beard? I wish.
Gap year sounds dangerously like your Uncle Kenton.
No, I'm not interested in going travelling. I want to spend my gap year farming.
Oh, what, you want to stay here?
If that's okay with you.
Well, the thing is, Josh, I mean, the farm's doing all right, but even Pip's having to find other ways of...
Oh, no, I don't expect you to pay me.
No?
No, I've got my eggs and the hollow tree eggs, and I'll try and pick up some labouring work when I can.
See?
I want to pay my way.
And this is just for a year?
That's the plan, at the moment.
Two B's and a C, though, Joshy. You're the family brain box.
That'll have got my papers mixed up with someone else's.
Makes you wonder, what if you'd actually done some work?
Oh, I'd have probably failed a lot.
Well done, son.
Thanks.
Your mum and me were so proud of you.
Cheers, Dad.
So come here, clever clogs, and give your old dad a hug.
Anna? Oh, sorry, did I wake you? I'll turn this down.
Not listening to the Today programme.
I can't face the sound of the human voice this morning.
I didn't hear you come in last night. Were you very late?
I've finished the muesli, I'm afraid.
Oh, I'm happy with porridge.
And we're running low on tea bags. I'll get some.
Oh, there's no need.
I'm capable of buying a box of tea bags, Mum.
All right, thank you. How was your evening with Max?
It's time I was off to work.
So early?
I have an early meeting with Dominic Farrell. We're speaking to Helen by phone, helping to draft her narrative statement for the family court hearing.
Will you be home for supper?
I suppose.
Any idea what sort of time?
No.
I'll do a bolognese sauce, shall I? We can heat it up when you come in.
If you like.
Anna?
Yes?
What happened last night?
Nothing. Nothing happened.
That policeman was in the shop just now.
Oh, yes?
I heard him talking to Susan Carter about the problems they're having with the cricket. He's particularly worried about some match they have coming up. Darrington, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Having quite a moan about those goose boys. One of them's off with his family, apparently. Something about a sick father. And the other claims to have a groin strain. I'm never quite sure what a groin strain is. Anyway, I believe he's well enough to play now, but he's told the policeman that he hasn't got time for nets practice. Will you listen to me going on? Quite the village gossip. Oh, and Jennifer Aldridge was there, telling everyone about her granddaughter's A-level results, completely oblivious to the fact that no one was in the slightest bit interested. And she's only Tony Archer's sister. I have no idea where she gets all these airs and graces, the lady of the manor.
Do you have to keep going on, Mother?
Sorry?
Can't you see? I'm trying to think.
Oh, Robert, of course. It's your big meeting this morning. Say no more. I'll be as quiet as a mouse. But you're not to worry, darling.
Oh.
This Justin Elliott fellow can't fail to be impressed. From everything you've told me, he's clearly a very astute businessman and he's going to want you on his team. I remember your form master in the upper fifth. Now, what was his name? The portly chap with the red cheeks? He took me and your father aside on sports day that year and said to us, that son of yours, he's a real asset to any team. Oh, what was his name? You must remember, Robert. I have it in mind. He was a Scotsman. Rolled his R's in that rather lovely way that... Robert.
Can't stand this.
Where are you going?
Grey Gables for coffee.
Well, I can make coffee, darling.
And some peace and quiet.
And I promise I'll be quiet. Oh, I'm so sorry, Robert. Will you be coming back before your meeting?
No.
But, Robert, you're not wearing a tie.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Carol. Didn't see you there.
Oh, those tomatoes.
Mm, they taste even better than they look.
Aren't you supposed to be at Grey Gables?
Oh, it's my day off.
And you're working here?
Oh, well, Anya's been up all night with a raging toothache.
I'm not sure I see the connection.
Oh, I'm trying to do what I can to help while Pat and Tony are away.
A true friend of the family.
Well.
Hi, Kirsty.
Oh, hi there, Johnny.
Oh, it's my daughter. Will you excuse me?
Tom wants to know if there's any more news on Anya.
Hello, Anna.
Why not ask me himself?
Yeah.
He would, only he's up to his elbows in grease and rust. Tractors playing silly beggars.
Well, whatever you like.
Well, you can tell him she's finally found the dentist that says he'll see her when he's finished his morning surgery.
That's good.
Yes, both.
Hey, do you think they're talking about Helen?
Maybe.
Yes.
Does she look worried?
Not sure.
It's so frustrating not knowing what's happening.
Yes, fine.
I wish I could talk to Anna.
I wish I didn't have to. She scares the pants off me.
Johnny.
She's a truly scary person.
Let's hope she scares the pants off Rob Titchener as well, then, when she gets him in the witness box.
Robert, how did your meeting go?
Fine.
Only fine?
It was okay.
Good. Well, I've just been talking to your father on the phone. He's leaving St Andrews today, staying the night in York, wants me to catch the 1407 home tomorrow, if that's all right with you.
Yeah, of course.
Means I'll miss Henry when he gets back from Wales.
Oh, well, he'll be tired anyway.
On the plus side, I won't have to see the awful archers. Tell me about your meeting.
I told you already, it was fine. I thought it went quite well, in fact. A couple of sticky questions at the beginning about why I parted company with...
It was that man, Charlie something.
Yeah, well, he wasn't up to the job, incompetent. Justin nodded when I said that. In fact, he nodded a lot. The meeting was... Yeah, it was good. I answered all his questions, raised some issues he hadn't given much thought to. That seemed to go down well.
Oh, good.
I was surfing the wave in that office. There was nothing he could throw at me that I couldn't deal with. When he said he was looking for someone to start more or less straight away and I said I was available right now, he nodded and he smiled. Justin Elliott is not a man who smiles easily, and yet he smiled. When I walked out of his office, I was confident. And somehow on the drive home...
Oh, no, it's the adrenaline, dear. Leaving your system. You're exhausted, drained.
I've been to a meeting, Mother. I've not run a marathon.
If you felt it went well, then I'm sure it did go well.
You have no basis for saying that.
How did you leave things with him?
He thanked me for coming in, said he'd enjoyed our conversation, then I left.
Well, did he say he'd be in touch?
Do you think I'd be feeling like this if he had said that?
Well, I... think you should trust your instincts, Robert. The meeting went well.
Oh, I really did think so.
I'm taking you out for lunch.
Why?
To celebrate.
Nothing to celebrate.
Look, if you don't get this role, then you'll get another. You're back in the world, Robert. You're back in the world. And I think that's worth celebrating.
Kirsty?
Over here, Johnny.
Any word on Anya?
Yeah. Impacted wisdom tooth.
Oh, sounds nasty.
Not anymore. They've taken it out. She's been told to take it easy for the rest of the day. She'll be back at work tomorrow, she thinks.
It's great you've been able to cover.
I've enjoyed myself.
You're like a member of the family.
Not quite.
Are you coming to the bar with us for a drink tonight?
Oh,
Tom said to ask you, with him and me and Jazza.
Okay. Why not? Yeah.
Excellent, Justin. Thanks. Yeah, I'll call you next week. Bye-bye.
And?
I knew that meeting had gone well, I could tell.
What happened?
when we were talking about Charlie Thomas and I said the man had no imagination or flair, I wondered if I'd gone a bit far. He was Justin's appointment, but just now on the phone, Justin told me he thought I was spot on and that I'm a splendid judge of character.
I've always said that very thing.
Yeah, he said he had the greatest respect for Charlie, that the man was a good, safe pair of hands, but he's looking for more than that. He wants a different class of man, someone who can captain his ship through rough waters and into the future.
Someone like you, a man with imagination and flair.
Yeah, he used those very words.
Your words.
And then he asked...
Yes?
Would I be interested in running Damara's estates?
I say.
Yeah, you were right. I should have trusted my instincts. Thanks for believing in me.
I always believe in you.
Yes, you do. Thank you.
Oh, by the way, how much is he offering?
Oh, we didn't talk money. It's far too early for that.
Sorry, my mistake. Silly woman.
Yeah, but knowing the scale of his operation, it'll be a more than respectable figure.
When do you start?
Well, that depends if I accept the job.
What?
I asked for the weekend to think about it.
What's there to think about?
Mustn't seem too keen, Mother.
But you are going to accept it.
We'll see.
Well, whatever you decide, I'm sure it'll be for the best.
This is just the start. Henry will be back from Wales on Sunday. Gideon will be with us very soon. Things are really starting to fall into place.
In here.
I've just been having tea with Peggy Woolley. If I'd known you
were back... No matter. How long have you been back? Oh, don't know. Haven't been counting.
How much have you had to drink?
Not enough.
I'll make supper.
Don't bother for me. I'm not hungry. I'm going up to my room.
Anna.
What?
Tell me what's wrong.
Where do you want me to start? Max last night or Helen today?
I thought you were making progress with Helen.
So did I. But today all she wanted to talk about was that friend she's made inside and how fast her baby's growing, and wasn't it incredible he's in the next size of nappies. Could I get her to talk about her case? No. Could I get her to understand how much she needs to talk about her case? No. Am I rubbish at my job? Yes.
You're not.
I am.
What about Max? Anna?
We had dinner. Max talked about the new girlfriend, made a point of saying how well things are going, what a lovely time they're having together, how supportive the new girlfriend is and how she's not wedded to her work.
So why ask you to dinner?
Oh, because Max wanted to ask me face to face for a divorce.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's funny, really. Me getting all glammed up, wearing my new silk top, plastering on the lipstick... I even went to the hairdresser's yesterday. I thought, I hoped it might be a new start. And all the time it was a final full stop.
I'm so sorry.
I made such a fool of myself, Mum. I kept saying, please don't do this. Give me another chance. I'll change. I promise I'll change. I kept saying it over and over. I won't bring work home. I won't take phone calls. I won't look at my emails. I promised... begged. One more chance. It was no good, not interested. So, if you'll excuse us, my bottle of scotch and I are going upstairs to bed.
Do you think that's a good idea?
No, it's a terrible idea. But I don't care. I'm a rubbish person.
That's not true.
A rubbish lover, a rubbish lawyer.
You mustn't talk like that.
I'm no good for myself, no good for Max, and I'm certainly no good for Helen Titchener.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. I can't even see the point of carrying on with her case.
This is the whiskey talking.
Then it's the whiskey telling the truth. I have to stop pretending. The clock's ticking. Time's running out. I don't see how I can win this case. If Helen doesn't give me something more, they're going to find her guilty.
We'll be right back. This is the BBC.
Keep up to date with the Ambridge ups and downs. Sign up for our weekly newsletter at bbc.co.uk/archers.